AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Authorities confirm a body found in Wyoming is that of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. Jackie Quinn has this.
According to the FBI, the Teton County coroner in Wyoming has confirmed it was her remains found just outside Grand Teton National Park on Sunday. The manner of death is termed a homicide, but the cause of death is not disclosed, pending further analysis. The FBI is asking the public for clues about the whereabouts of Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, who returned alone to his parents' home in Northport, Florida, September 1st. Authorities are again searching a swampy preserve near the home after taking away boxes of potential evidence Monday and a family vehicle. In August, police in Utah had responded to the couple having a fight and had them separate for that day. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden tells the United Nations General Assembly the U.S. is not seeking another Cold War.
Say it again. We are not seeking a new Cold War or a world divided into rigid blocks.
Biden calls on countries and their leaders to work together on global threats, including climate change and the coronavirus pandemic. The president also mentioned the end of the Afghan war.
Instead of continuing to fight the wars of the past, we are fixing our eyes on devoting our resources to the challenges that hold the keys to our collective future.
Haitian migrants along the U.S. border with Mexico are being flown back home. Brandon Judd is the president of the Border Patrol Council, the Border Patrol Agents Union.
There are solutions to this problem, and what you see underneath the bridge, that is not humane.
Three high school students, a 16-year-old and two 15-year-olds, were taken to the hospital after suffering minor wounds in a lunchtime shooting outside a high school in Wichita, Kansas. Three shooting suspects, all teens, were later arrested. This is AP News. The Afghan girls' soccer team is finally out of the country, which fell to the Taliban last month. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
A charter flight carried the girls, ages 14 to 16, and their families.
They can't even fathom that they're out of Afghanistan. They're still in a state of shock.
Farhunda Motaj, the captain of Afghanistan's women's national team, worked to help arrange their rescue from her home in Canada. The mission is called Operation Soccer Balls and was coordinated with the Taliban. Nick McKinley with Deliver Fund is hoping this is just the start.
Look at potentially trying to get more women and girls out of the countries.
Motaj told the AP, it's a bittersweet time.
Yes, they are in a safe place now, but Afghanistan will forever be in their hearts. Afghanistan will always be of their main concern.
The girls say they want to continue playing soccer, something they were told not to do while in hiding in Afghanistan. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.